Last week, the Royal Australian Mint celebrated the milestone anniversaries of six AC/DC albums with six unique coin tributes.
45 years since AC/DC released High Voltage, debut album.
But what was
45.
It? 45. What was it? There was seven 20-cent pieces. What were they, about $115?
$110.
And the $1 coin was worth about
$90.
Are coins worth collecting like that? To find out more, we've got Adam and Adam McDonald. He is from Aussie Pickers, the TV show, and also from Lawson's Auctions. Joins us this morning. G'day, Ad.
Hey, Adam.
Good morning. Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, not too bad. Mate, are coins worth collecting?
Not sure whether I should buy the AC/DC coins or not.
Well, they definitely are. I'm not sure if these ones are going to be collectible in our lifetime or the next, but they will eventually get there. With coins, it all depends on how many they press. If they only press a certain amount, that's where they're going to hold their value. But if they knock them out like there's no tomorrow, they're not going to hold much value.
Yeah.
So would you get your money back? Okay, because I think there were seven 20-cent pieces and they were worth, I think, $115 hypothetically. Would you get your money back if you tried to sell them?
You would, but you'd have to wait a while. And I don't think you'll ever lose money on these sort of coins, but you'd have to wait a while till you make some money. But I'll tell you what, forget about how many albums you've released. Forget about the highs and lows of rock and roll. You're now current currency. That's when you know you've made it.
Yeah, the band the band is currency. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the same
currency. You're there.
Same as if you get on a stamp. Is that pretty good?
Well, a bit boring stamps.
But yeah, boring. Paddy's done his own run of stamps.
Like, yeah, imagine on Anzac Day for two-up, you're flipping over an Angus Young.
Oh, you only use pennies, mate. No,
you've just upped the value already.
No, you only use pennies, mate. And sorry, on two-up. Oh, mate, now, we've got Bathurst this weekend. Mate, this memorabilia that people buy, they spend fortunes on it just to get one of the boys, or well, we had girls there. I don't know whether they're competing this weekend to sail, to sign it. Mate, are they worth any money, or what's the go with sporting memorabilia?
Sporting memorabilia is a real hard one because there's a lot of it out there. Like, you get sessions where the sportsman, man or woman, will sit there and sign 300 shirts or 300 hats. So depends how many they knock out. And again, if it says, "Dear Susie, best wishes," not worth anything, because unless you can find a Susie who wants to buy it.
That's true. But if you were to find Shane Warne's ball that he bowled his 500th wicket with, signed Shane Warne, 500 wickets, that'd be worth a ton, wouldn't it?
It'd be worth a ton. It was like his baggy green, so that sold recently for over $1 million.
Whoa.
So, you know, that ball's out there somewhere. Someone's got it. I dare say Shane's got it, but someone's got it out there.
Mate, like Rob Palmer forges all of other people's signatures. How can you tell? How can you get, like, these certificate of authenticity on the back of these items that you buy at charity days? Are they worth the paper they're printed on?
Paddy keeps turning up to the bank with a zero bank balance.
Well, that's the other thing. It's provenance is everything. So unless, I find with signatures, unless you've got a photo of the fellow or the woman signing it, I'd be dubious, because anyone can print up a sign saying I'm an authority on this. Yes, it's real, but who knows?
Why do people spend so much money on? Is it just to help out the charity, do you think?
Yeah, help out the charity, and everyone's had a couple of vinos or a couple of schooners, so, you know, I love calling charity auctions. The deeper it goes, the better it gets.
And, mate, if anyone has an item that they would like, say, price to see how much they could get, you've got a Facebook page that people can go to?
Yeah, Facebook, What's It Worth? It's a free service. I'll just tell you what I think it's worth. If you want to try and sell it, I'll tell you the best way to sell it, whether it's auction, online, or if you're looking for that certain thing to put in your collection. I know everybody in the collector's world, so I can sort of sort you out. So whatever you need in the collecting world, come and see me. Hit me up there.
All right.
What a service.
Good
Thanks,
stuff,
Adam.
Man. Adam McDonald. He is from Aussie Pickers. Mate, are they doing another TV show coming up, or what's the go?
We're talking about it, but now everybody's on it, you know. There's desert collectors, there's bloody salvage collectors. Everyone's a collector now, so I'm not too sure. But for me, you lose your anonymity, you know what I mean? Now everyone knows who I am. So if I go to swap meets or garage sales, everyone thinks I'm worth $1 million, and it's real hard for me to buy and sell now.
Damn it.
Just send Paddy in as a stunt double.
Yeah, I should send Paddy in. You've got to get a ginger beard going, Paddy, and you're on.
All right, mate, I'll do that. Thanks, Ad. Thanks for joining us, mate.
See you.